The FIFA World Cup is officially underway, but not without controversy. The first game kicked off in Mexico City, with Mexico beating South Africa 2-0. Mexico, the US and Canada are hosting this year, the first time three countries have done so. That's partly because this year is a bigger competition, 48 teams rather than 32, and that means a whopping 102 matches. The expansion's been controversial. It's the biggest change to the tournament in decades. But it's not just the rules of the comp that have drawn criticism. The FIFA president is Gianni Infantino, and he's been a big supporter of US President Donald Trump. Mr. Infantino copped criticism back in December for creating a FIFA Peace Prize, then giving it to Mr. Trump. And geopolitics to do with America have continued to hang over the competition, with conflict in the Middle East causing issues over Iran's participation, including a lot of back and forth about whether Iranian players would be allowed into the US. Iran's moved its training base to Mexico and is planning to fly over to California for matches there. And then there's Omar Artan. He was set to be the first Somali referee to officiate at World Cup finals, but when he arrived in the US, he was denied entry and had to go home. On top of global politics, this year there's also been uproar over exorbitant ticket prices, the most expensive ever. Unlike in previous years, FIFA's used dynamic pricing, so the cost is adjusted based on demand. And since tickets went on sale, the cost has been skyrocketing. Critics have argued FIFA's abused its monopoly position to create excessive prices, including resale tickets for some matches listed for over $2 million. In response to backlash, FIFA brought out a small number of cheaper tickets, about $85. Now, amid all this drama, FIFA President Gianni Infantino has fronted the media for the first time in 3 years. And he said,
"Chill. Relax. We work on everything."
Pressed on that response to the visa issues, Mr. Infantino said he didn't mean to chill and do nothing, but rather to trust FIFA to work hard to find solutions. He also defended the ticket pricing, saying the average price in America was about $500, which he argued was similar to playoff tickets in major American sporting codes.